talking about Kedushas Domim, but it says clearly that if you made it a Kedushas Oila for 30 days, and afterwards, after 30 days, you want it to be a Korban Shlomim, it does become a Korban Shlomim. How did the Kedushas Oila go off? You first made it a Kedushas Oila. So you see by itself, it does go off. So this should be a Kasha and Bapoda. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, or then Amar Loch Bapoda. Rav Papa wants to answer for Bapoda. It sounds like this, that Bapoda for sure would have to learn like this. Bapoda is going to learn that Hochikoma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Im loy omar mayachshav shlomim. If the person did not say that from now it should be a korban shlomim, but rather the person just said, li'acha lamed yoim oila, that after 30 days he wanted to be a korban oila, hevei, it is chal the kedushas oila. That's the way Bapoda will learn this Mishnah. That it's not talking about that you said first it should be a shlomim, and then later it's a korban oila. Because if the shlomim is chal first, the shlomim does not go off. It cannot become a kedushas oila later. So it means like this. If you did not say that now it should be a korban shlomim, but rather what you said just is that la'acha lamed yom, after 30 days, you want it to be chal a kedushas oila, it's chal. And the chiddush is that even though you did not say to make a kodesh right now, you only wanted to be hegdish at the end of 30 days, still it's chal. But true, once it's chal, it doesn't go off. And this is midi diheve, this is like a case of hoi melisha. If somebody says to his wife, his kacha li lachar lamed yoim, I'm giving you money now, I'm giving you the ring now for kedushin, but I do not want the kedushin to be chal now. I first want the kedushin to be chal after 30 days. I'm giving you money now, that in after 30 days we should be mekadeshes. So the halacha is the mekadeshes, that the kedushin is first chal after 30 days. Even though right now, saka chal, the maisa kedushin took place right now, but I call upon the halacha is that it's first chal liachad lamajon. The kedushin is first chal liachad lamajon. The mekadeshes. Now the chiddush is v'yafalp. Even though the money got used up in between, still the Kedushin is Chal. So maybe that's what the Mishnah wants to teach us. That's all, but nothing more. So the Ran answers like this. Now the Chura, there's two cases. How do we answer the first case according to Bapoda? So Tap Ran says, Abu Reisha Kedakaima Kaima. The Reisha is talking about the Lyolam Diomala Dmei. That the ratio of the case is that you said it have Kedushas Damim. And the ratio was that somebody says, Shor ze oila kol amajim. You said clearly this shor should be a korban oila for 30 days. Now it means only Kedushas Damim. And then you said, Ula'acha lamajim shlamim. At the end of 30 days it should be a korban shlamim. So the question is, even by Kedushas Damim, how does it become a shlamim after 30 days? How does the Kedushas oila go off it? So the Ran says, Avada, according to Bar Podom, you're going to have to learn that the case is that after 30 days he was poiderit. Avada, you have to say he made a Maisa Pidyon here. That he was Makdish to Shor first for 30 days to have a Kedushas Domim of a Korban Oila. And the Shor was a Mum. It couldn't have a Kedushas Aguf. It only had a Kedushas Domim. So the Kedusha was Chal the first 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, you were poider. The Kedusha, you bought it like, and the money went to Hegdish. So the chiddush is now that lachad lamajoyim, it becomes a korban shlomim. That's the chiddush of the Reisha. What's the chiddush of the Sefer then? So the Sefer, the Ran says, the chiddush is that even though you're saying that you do not want it to be a korban oila now, but rather you don't want it to be a shlomim now, you only want it to be a korban oila lachad lamajoyim, so even though right now, these first 30 days, no chiddush is chal at all, still we say though that la'acha lamed yom is taka chal to kedushas oila. That's one chiddush. That even though right now nothing is chal, still it could be chal later. Just like we say by kedushin. If you go to your wife and you give her the money now, and you tell her, I'm making the ma'isa kedushin now, but the kedushin should first be chal. When are we really married after 30 days? You could do such a thing. So that's the chiddush of the sefer of this Mishnah. That you said no kedush at all is chal now, the whole kedush is only chal lachad lamed yom, and that's the chiddush that it's chal. So this the Gemara asks again, what's the chiddush chur pshita? For the Gemara, pshita, but that's the Mishnah kedushin like that. So we know it's from Milchus kedushin already, that if you makadish your wife, and you give her money, And even though you say the Kedushin Shavuos Michal Lachad Lamed Yoim, still the Kedushin is Chal, so Lachur, the same thing should apply to Hegdish. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Gemara says, Lo Tzericha Dehodebe. The Chiddush is, even though you changed your mind now, at the end of 30 days, when it's supposed to be Chal, the Kedushas Oila, you changed your mind, and you said, no, I don't want it to be an Oila. The Chiddush is, you can't change your mind, and automatically, at the end of 30 days, it will become a Kedushas Oila. So Gemara says, that depends. That's the machlokes in the case where you marry your wife, and then at the end of 30 days you want to change your mind. It's the machlokes if you could change your mind or not. So it's the machlokes over there. So that you can't be chayzer. In other words, since you made a strong maisa kedushin, if you made a maisa, it's a maisa that you made, even though you don't want it to be chal till after 30 days, but since you gave your wife money, and you told her right now you want the Kedushin to be Chal Lachad Lamed Yoim, it's called you did a big Maisa, a big action, and one man the Yom says that Lo Yom Avat, so what, nothing doing, you have no right to change your mind later. Then it's very good. That's what the Shmish is also telling us. Elo Lo Man the Yom, Chayzeres, Ma'ik Lo Meima. But over there it's a Machlokes in the Gemara Kedushin. What do we do according to the man the Yom that says, even though you gave her money now when you told her you want the Kedushin to be Chal Lachad Lamed Yoim, but he holds you could be chayzer. If you hold you could be chayzer lechura, why over here by hegdish do we say you can't be chayzer? Like, why is kedusha isha any different than hegdish of a korban here? So Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you. No, the Gemara says afilu l'man diyama hosam chayzeres. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Even if you want to say when you marry your wife, when you make kedushin, and you give her the money now that it should be chal lachad lamed yoim, and l'maisa lachad lamed yom, you want to be chayzer, we say that you have a right to be chayzer, to retract. I'll tell you, hochashani, but over here, when you said this animal should become a korban oila after 30 days, you do not have a right to retract anymore. And the difference is, diyamirosoy legvoya kimisirosoy lehedjit. There's a new svara that when somebody says he wants to give something to Hegdish, amirosoy legvoya, just the fact you said you want to give it to Hegdish, it's considered kimisirosel hegit. It's like you made a maisa kinyan already. It's like you gave it over already. So the fact that you said this korban oil, this shor should become a korban oil after 30 days, the amira, the saying of it alone, is considered like you gave it over to Hegdish. It's like Hegdish owns it already. It's like you made a maisa knor, like you were makner it to Hegdish. So once you're makner and you sell it, you give it over to somebody else, with a kinyan, you can't retract anymore. Then it's too late. Havad, you can't have chazor anymore. So only by kedushin, when there, you just gave her money. And money right now is not the chalais kedushin. You said clearly you first want the chalais to be chal lachad lamed. So that's not called such a big maisa. Over there, you could retract. Mashen kein by hegdish. Since there's such a svara, the amiros bi'alma is kimisros lehedjit. And the Ran says, Vachinami, Kiva de Bidibura Bialma, Akdishay. Since with your Dibur alone you're making it Hegdish, is Chal Hegdish. Ki Chal Hegdish, Leisel Dibure. The Ran just says at the end, last line, Vieshleima, the Chiamrina ki Misirosel Hedjit. That that we say is considered like he gave it over to the Hedjit, the Ran says it means Bekinyan Mamishal Hedjit. Kommer. It's like Mamish you are Maknuritim. Tehran says on top of the flamid, you can't retract anymore. That's the chiddush of our Gemara over here. Before we also knew this klal, that whenever you say something that should belong to Hegdish, it has a kedusha on it. But before we thought the mishamachim makshinim shita. El de mikor will have a svilon da difa tfeya mi lagvoig mas ola hedjit. Hao maskona mechatshin di amiru lagvoya afilo b'loi maisa. Hao b'loi meyachshav, even if you don't say the word meyachshav. Mahanya kemisira gemur ola hedjit. Daino b'machshav. That the Chura says, Umaho shemin, if here also we hear, to yoyma thela zula tzaka, if somebody says, this dollar should go to tzaka l'achash loishim yoyim, he says, the money I have here should belong to tzaka after 30 days, tlai motzah hadabei. You can't retract anymore, the Ran holds. The Amiru Legvoya Kimsirma Gemura Lehedyatami. That's the way the Ran holds. Havlarash Bazal Kosav the Eshad Chiyamahachi Animili, Oliver the Bapoda, which is Domin Lepoka Bechdi, Elarov, Rabbi, maybe you don't have this Svara. Rakoponim, that's the Gemara's being mechadish now, that by Hegdish here it's different. Here by Hegdish, when you makdish something and you say, this shor should become a carbon oilo after 30 days, since there's a Svar of Amirosa Legvoya, the fact you just say to give it over to Hegdish, it's considered mamish like you make a kinyan, like you're makdim at Hegdish, therefore you can't, here you can't be chayzer. And that's the chiddush of the sefer, this brayso, that if you said it, even though right now it has no kedush at all, you have no right to be chayzer. The Ran is only mesupig, this is only a svara according to Bar Podor, and maybe not according to Abaye Barava. Right. Now the Gemara says like this. Yosef, Rav Avin, Rav Yitzchak, Rebbe, Kaimad, Rav Yirmiyah. They are both sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyah. So come and nam them Rav Yirmiyah. And Rav Yirmiyah was like dozing off. So Yasvi Karmad, they themselves sit over like this. Le Bapoda. Look, according to Bapoda's Svara, that he holds when you maktish these trees, up until it gets cut down, even after it gets cut down, still the Gdusha is here. Unless you poider it, you have to take off the Gdusha. So according to Bapoda, the Yoma, Podon Chayzeres Ukadoshis. A bigger Kiddush. Bapodon says what at the beginning? That before it's cut down, that Lamaiser is, even before it's cut down, you said you want these trees to remain Hegdish up until it's cut down. So Lachar is, even though you only Makdish it Ladomim, and somebody goes and is Poderit, you take off the Kedusha, the Lachar is, according to Bapoda, that the Kedusha comes right back again. The Yom HaPodon, even after you Poder it, Chayzeres HaKadoshos, the Kedusha does come right back again. Because at the beginning when you said it, it should remain Kadosh until it gets chopped down. So even if somebody is Makdish, is Poder it, still the Kedusha comes back. So Gemara asks, if so,